Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
People stop and stare. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes.
The song was so ahead of its time. Let me just hear the musical refrain.
I'm going where the sun keeps shining.
Because you could turn the sound down. Listen to me. Most of us are walking around in our own world. We know that to be a fact. We have never seen such violence, criminality, and corruption in our entire lives without any consequences whatsoever. The vermin in the media, and I'll name them one after the other until something is done to stop them. The sick, crazed, drug-addicted vermin in the left-wing media, which means all of them, do nothing but attack Trump. If Trump had announced yesterday, I'm giving away $1 million to every poor person in America, they would have attacked him, calling it a ploy. This is how sick they have become. But I'm not here to defend Trump. I am here to defend America. And here are some of the headlines that I'm going to talk about on the show today. Are you ready for them? Because your heart's going to pound as sure as I'm sitting here. Every day I open the newspaper, or a website rather, the newspapers don't exist. Newspapers no longer exist. Here's another one. We know that Ann Coulter was banned in Berkeley. That's not a big deal to me. She was banned by a city, while Michael Savage was banned by an entire nation. When I was banned by an entire nation, heard no outcry in the conservative media. The great Rush Limbaugh. The great Rush Limbaugh had nothing to say about that. So you could say this is a sexist thing. That the reason Coulter is getting so much attention for being banned by a little city in California is because she's a woman. And the media favors women. But they have no sympathy for conservative men. I mean, you want to frame it that way, it wouldn't be wrong. But I'm not here to talk about my being banned in Britain. It's an old story. And what did I actually say when I was banned in Britain? I posed a question to the world. And I said, amongst other things, and here's the truthful thing of what I said, what are you going to do if a radical Islamic group, and by the way, there were hardly any known at the time, but I saw what was coming. What are you going to do if a radical Islamic group, this was in 99, gets their hands on a nuclear device and they threaten to blow up a city like New York City with a dirty bomb? Would you rather see 100 million of them killed or 100 million of us killed? For that, the twisted vermin in the media who are now attacking Trump had the nerve to twist my words and say, Savage said kill 100 million Muslims. That's what happened. And as a result, the vermin socialists in England banned me from entering an entire nation. What were they afraid of, what I had to say? Even true liberals stood up and said, what are we afraid of, his words? But anyway, that's an old story. So I gave up the English cuisine and the dental work they're famous for. Great. Then I wake up today, every day another speaker is being banned somewhere. Portland Parade, I read today. Canceled a rose parade after protesters, they're not protesters, they are domestic terrorists, threatened to rough up Republicans. Now, I'm sorry. This has gone too far. I want the DHS, I want the National Guard to arrest the so-called left-wing fascists. I want them off my streets. You thought with Trump you'd get some action. We're getting nothing. We're still dealing with the thugs on our own. But here's another one. Are you ready for this one? An 86-year-old woman went jogging with a 61-year-old friend around the high school track in Northern California near Sacramento. The newspapers report a man beat an 86-year-old woman to death in an apparently random attack as she walked around the high school track. They were walking on the track at Highlands High School in North Highlands when they were targeted Wednesday. Ready for the description of the assailant? A short man wearing sweats, who appeared to be in his mid-30s. The man punched and kicked the two women as another person to track call police. When officers arrived, the older woman was dead, and the suspect had fled. Officers searched the neighborhood but could not find the man. Again, no description. Well, I had to search for a description of the man. The man was described by the sheriff's department, the assailant, as a black man in his 30s, about 5 foot 6 inches tall, 155 pounds, with short curly hair and a clean-shaven face. He was last seen fleeing over a fence on Mullergus Road, dressed in black sweatpants and a burgundy sweatshirt. So this raises a question. It's a very sensitive one, but it's worth talking about. Are you ready for the question? It's a simple one. Should descriptions of assailants come back to the newspapers? The newspapers are run by the same people who put on face masks and beat up Republican women at marches. What do you mean, bring back descriptions of assailants? So the question is, should newspapers continue to hide the race of crime suspects? I mean, you could argue that saying that the man who beat up this 86-year-old woman and killed her for no reason whatsoever, you could say the description of him as a black man in his 30s, 5 foot 6, 155, short curly hair, clean shaven face, is of no value whatsoever. It should have been just a generic man. This is racist to describe him, isn't it? Or is it? I'll let you decide. Here's another question for you. You ready for a little other one? There's a new tranquilizer out on the market for those of you who are drug addicts. You may have heard of it. It is an elephant tranquilizer. It's 100 times more potent than the drug that killed Prince. And it has a name. And I don't know the name of it. I have it here. Really, it doesn't matter to me. It's an elephant tranquilizer. Carfentanil, okay? 100 times more powerful than the drug that killed Prince. A few grains of this substance can kill an animal. Are you listening to me? 2 milligrams of fentanyl, about what comes out with a single jiggle of a salt shaker, is considered lethal. Carfentanil is 100 times as strong as that. If your dog or cat inhales this tranquilizer in the same room, your dog or cat will die. So in a county in Virginia, a man pled guilty in a drug distribution case after selling $100 of carfentanil-laced heroin to a 21-year-old drug addict found dead by her mother on the bathroom floor of their Fairfax County home. Now, I have a question for you. Should the death penalty be mandatory for drug dealers? Simple question. You're the audience. Is enough enough? When are you going to stand up? The answer is never. Hello, ACLU. I know the drug dealer has rights. The drug dealer has rights. Everyone has rights except the tax-paying, law-abiding citizen. Here's another one. The ACLU, the most dangerous criminal organization in America's history. They kill with the law, not with guns. The ACLU is now suing a Catholic hospital for refusing to perform genital mutilation surgery. They call it transition surgery on transgender patient. A woman who mentally feels she is a man is, with the help of the criminal ACLU, suing a Catholic hospital that is refusing to perform transition surgery. That's a fancy word for mutilating your body. There is no such thing as transition surgery. It is the mutilation of a human being. Well, the Catholic hospital says, sorry, we don't believe in this stuff. Dignity Health's Mercy San Juan Medical Center, which is a private Catholic hospital in Sacramento, is in the middle of litigation with the criminals at the ACLU after the hospital decided not to play along with the mentally ill individual's request to become a man via sex change surgery. But that did not stop the perverts and deviants and criminals at the ACLU from trying to force the private Catholic hospital from performing this genital mutilation. That's just the beginning. You can call 855-400-7282 if you want. Now, in the middle of all of this, I have another thing I got to tell you about. Since ratings are now being discussed by others in the business, and since nobody will report my ratings, even the Drudge Report, great report, I cite it all the time, but when have you last seen Drudge report that my show has broken all records on WABC for the last 2 years? The answer is never. Well, the answer is it's true. WABC is my flagship station on Cumulus in New York City. Would you know that I have broken ratings there for 2 years straight? Would you know that the show is ranked number one on WABC, both in 12-plus and 25-54? Would you also know that in the 25-54 demographic, my average quarter-hour audience is 50% larger than the next show on the station? 50% larger. You don't know any of this because nobody will report it. You know, you see the Drudge Report reporting the ratings of this one on television and that one on television. You see him reporting about Hollywood ratings and Hollywood movies. And you ask yourself, why is it that a great guy like Matt Drudge will not cover Michael Savage's ratings on WABC? This is epic. It's record-breaking news. But it's not published. I'm not asking for you to comment on why. I'm just confirming that it is. Savage Nation with Michael Savage, Monday to Friday, 3 to 5, on WABC is number one with a 50% larger average quarter-hour audience than the show that follows in the ratings race in the 25-54 demo for March. For the persons 12-plus, which is an aggregate audience, my AQH is again larger than the next largest show, and it is number one. It's a victory in many ways. Because I must tell you that I'm in battle there with zero advertising. No one has advertising. The business doesn't advertise radio show hosts. But somehow people love this show, not only in New York and elsewhere. So the reason I'm telling you this is, one, to blow my own horn, but two, to let you know this is not a marginal radio show that you can just dismiss. And if you want to compare the numbers of the Savage Nation to the clowns on MSNBC, it's like comparing the elephant tranquilizer to fentanyl. The fact of the matter is, this audience is much larger than that of cable news. The president doesn't listen to radio anymore. Apparently only listens to cable news to his own demise. Why he does that, I'll never know. It was radio who launched him, not television. Why in the world President Trump will not come on radio is a mystery to me. Forget my show. Any other radio show, he won't do it. Why? Because his advisors are all former Bush advisors. Did you know that? Did you know that all of the people surrounding Donald Trump, those who advised him in the media, worked for one of the Bush boys? Did you know that? You didn't know that. And they don't like Michael Savage. They don't like anyone in talk radio. They continue to go through the milquetoast hosts on cable television. The milquetoast, the middle of the rotors. They think that the audience is there. Well, let me remind you, there is an audience there, but it's not the audience that elected Donald Trump. Now, speaking of Donald Trump, let me go to the next point. The media is reporting that the president has done a reversal, a flip-flop on NAFTA. Now, it's been said by those who support the president, and I may be one of those who agree with this, that he actually has not done an about-face on NAFTA. I think yesterday he said he was going to withdraw from NAFTA. And then he said, no, I'm not withdrawing from NAFTA. I'm negotiating. After talking with the presidents of Mexico and Canada, who are suddenly his best friends, which is very interesting. Now, there may be wisdom in threatening to withdraw and then not withdrawing to get a better deal. But I will not trust this until I actually see the better deal. Well, those are some of the topics. There are many, many others. And I'm not going to give them all here. I gave you about 25 topics already. Maybe there's too many. I don't know. In addition to these, I will talk about the true history of Islamic conquests and try to warn you that we are in the midst of another Islamic conquest in the West. Only instead of invading us only with bombs and knives, they're now invading us with propaganda. Islam has killed more people under its barbarous rule than any other conquest in all of history. Did you know that? Did you know that in India alone, over 400 million people were brutally murdered under Islamic occupation, and you thought it was a religion of peace? Well, those are some of the topics. Stay tuned for more.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words.
I don't know if I'm in a bigger fog than normal, but I've not been much different than this my whole life. I've always felt like this song. You ever walk around feeling like you're alone? Everyone else is in another world. Keep playing it. Maybe you'll understand where I'm coming from. But it's getting worse. I have no representation. I thought by electing Trump, things would change. Instead, the vermin on the left have gotten worse. I thought the police would be empowered to rein in the vermin on the left. I thought they'd go in with nightsticks and break their skulls open if they attacked innocent people. But the police have been so deballed, they don't know which way to turn. It's not the police can't do their job. And they won't do their job. Because they're afraid if they do their job, they'll lose their job. That's what the cowards with law degrees have done to the police in America. Not only that, but they've replaced every captain with a PC sheeple. A fake police captain runs every department in every major city in this country, who has reined in the police from doing their jobs, which is why in San Francisco, corruption is rampant. The stench from the bums is overwhelming. It wafts. Ask anyone who visits. Ask them if they walk in a downtown area, the financial district of this beautiful city, what they smell. They don't smell roses. It's not the Rose Parade. They don't smell roses, and they won't pick the bums up off the street and put them into a camp where they will be washed down and forced to work. No, they won't do anything. They are the sacred cow. They are the sacred cows of liberal society. Now, you may say it's because they have compassion for the homeless, but you would be wrong. No, in my opinion, it's not compassion. Again, the corrupt politicians who are robbing the taxpayers blind use both the scarf-clad radical bums who beat people up under the guise of being anti-fascist and the homeless as street armies to cow the middle class into submission and keep them off the backs of the corrupt politicians. They are totally related. They are not disrelated. And so therefore we have anarchy and we withdraw into ourselves. Therefore we walk around like that person in that song, where the outside world doesn't seem to be part of us. We don't seem to be part of it. Should newspapers continue to hide the race of crime suspects? Should the death penalty be mandated for drug dealers? And other questions on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You're listening to Michael Savage on Really Big Something Channel.
I can't say, oh, I love this song. I can't say that I was born enraged, but I become enraged, and I've been enraged my whole life. Rage is the center of my being. I am not a nice guy. And I thought that with the election of Donald Trump, and with the fraudulent liars in check pants called the Republicans, who control all branches of government, there would be a crackdown, and there would be law and order. And by now I would see the first brick of the wall on the border with Mexico. I see very little. However, on the other hand, can you imagine where we would be had the She-Witch won? You wouldn't be looking at a 35% federal tax rate. You'd be looking at a 95% tax rate. That's what she'd start with as her opening gambit, taking 75 in order to fatten the bureaucracy to match her view of government. Then we have the issue of the death penalty. Should it be mandatory for drug dealing? What else is going to stop this? Often people don't know drugs they purchase have been laced with an elephant sedative that is 10,000 times as powerful as morphine. And they're dying. Now, some of you are cynical and angry, and you say, let them all drop dead. I don't care if they OD on it all. As far as I'm concerned, put elephant tranquilizer in all of it. I don't take that view. But the elephant tranquilizer is showing up more and more frequently in America right now. And so this 21-year-old girl was found dead by her mother on the bathroom floor of their Fairfax County home. And it's appearing across America. The drug is so new that some medical examiners don't have the tools to detect it in autopsies. Now, where are these drugs coming from? Where is the elephant tranquilizer coming from? It's so powerful that only a few grams of it are ever needed in the United States of America for elephants. And yet the streets are being flooded with it. Fatal overdoses in Illinois, Colorado, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Where's it coming from? China. Oh, yeah. Our good little friends over there. Our good little friends who are faking it, making believe North Korea is their enemy, too. Oh, play Rigoletto for me, please. North Korea wouldn't burp. That freak in North Korea would not belch up kimchi juice if it were not for China telling him to belch up that kimchi belch. He is their junkyard dog. And that junkyard dog is now threatening the world with a nuclear strike. For what reason does China want that junkyard dog in Korea to do that? To make sure Trump does not impose tariffs on their sneakers and the other garbage they're dumping on our shore. After ripping off and copying our products, because they've invented almost nothing since the firecracker, after stealing our factories under Bill Clinton for a dollar on the thousand, after dumping steel on us, now what are they doing? They're dumping elephant tranquilizers on us to further enslave the population of dumb, sick, weak youth. And Trump, of course, has a new friend in China. They just dined and wined, and everything over there was all good. In fact, Ivanka Trump's two little girls did a perfect performance in perfect Mandarin. Did you notice that? They did a perfect performance, and they applauded them wildly. Did you know that? I thought it was shameful, incidentally. I don't know if you know that. Do you know that the Chinese viewed that as an act of submission? According to... Oh, no, don't count on me knowing anything about culture. Why do you think they enjoyed the performance so much? Because those who know Chinese culture know that I'm 100% right. I would be a better diplomat than the stooges that Trump has hired. I don't know how he gets these people. I don't know where they come from. I don't know why they even take the job. The only people who are taking jobs with Donald Trump don't deserve them. But he can't find anybody else, by and large. You know, you look at the two guys yesterday with the tax reform plan, that outright geniuses, financial wizards, 1,000 times smarter than I am with finance. That's one area I don't know anything about. I always knew I had a good head for various things. One of them was not numbers. And the kids who were good at numbers were in a different class altogether. But most of them were social imbeciles. They didn't know what they were doing. They had no idea what they couldn't laugh at a joke. They had no sense of humor. They were social idiots or imbeciles. More an imbecile idiot. Let's see. Used to be allowed to classify mental incompetence before it was outlawed by the mentally incompetent who took over the psychiatric field. But if I recall, in the primitive days when you were able to categorize mental incompetence, there was a scale that ranged from moron, imbecile, and idiot. So an idiot was the highest form of mentally incompetent individual. The moron was the lowest. Moron, imbecile, idiot. And the IQ was, you know, related accordingly. So moron, imbecile, idiots. So, yeah, who's taking these jobs, these diplomats? What are they actually doing? Anyway, I'm here just telling you things that are on my mind. I don't know that I'm ready for the calls. I've only given you 15 stories thus far. Savage ratings on WABC continue to break records, not reported anywhere. Should newspapers continue to hide the race of crime suspects? Should a death penalty be mandatory for drug dealers? Do you accept that Trump backtracked on withdrawing from NAFTA overnight because he's really negotiating? Coulter banned by a city, but Savage banned by an entire nation. Do you think that that's sexist, that they didn't cover my being banned, but they're covering her because she's a woman, and she looks better than me in a skirt? Remember I told you that the reason Fox News thrived is because anyone would rather look at a woman in a tight skirt with high heels than a man on CNN. So, I mean, you know, if he could have done Naked News, he would have had higher ratings. If Murdoch could have gotten away with Naked News itself, he would have had higher ratings. I mean, what, are they all known for their intellect? We wouldn't know. No one listens to them. Anyway, but the point is, don't you think there's some sexism here, that they're covering Coulter being banned by a city, the whole media? But here, when I was banned by an entire nation, almost no one covered it. And it was a big story in Britain, by the way, banned in Britain. And most of the truly liberal newspapers were on my side. They were outraged that the nation's socialist, labor, democrat, fascists at the time would come up with this banning me from entering the country. One of them said, I think it was Boris Johnson himself, said, what are we, children? We have to protect ourselves from this talk show host. What is he saying that's so dangerous? Let us listen to him. That was Boris Johnson, believe it or not. Here it is, right in the back cover. Let me see if I could even read it. The cover was so badly produced. It's in red with black type that I can't even read it. I need a magnifying glass. I think I designed the cover. It was self-published. Wait, here it is. Here it is, Boris. I can't read it now. Ryan, get me my magnifying glass. The ban against Savage makes us look so infantile, so pathetic. What are we, some sort of kindergarten that needs to be protected against these dangerous American radio shows? That was Boris Johnson, the guy with the crazy hair, who was then a journalist with the London Telegraph. Nancy Pelosi said on the back cover, conservative radio is a huge threat and political advantage for Republicans, and we have to find a way to limit it. the walking advertisement for Botox. Michael Fabricant, member of the British Parliament, said at the time, the things of which she, Jackie Smith, accuses Mike Savage are also illegal in the U.S., and he has not faced prosecution there. Does she realize how ludicrous her ban is and the disrepute into which she has put this country in the eyes of many right-seeing and indeed left-seeing people in the United States? You know that wouldn't even be said today anymore. Do you know how far this world has fallen since 1999 when I was banned in Britain? But the secret emails that disclose how the British government colluded to destroy a man's name and reputation. Frankly, I put this book together and self-published it. Beating the liberal blacklist. Once again, I was ahead of everybody. And you know who I dedicated that book to? Dedicated to all the men who died defending freedom of speech. Yeah, it's all in. It's a good book. Beating Michael Savage, banned in Britain, beating the liberal blacklist. I think I'll bring that to a dinner I'm having this Sunday night with someone. So, there are some other topics I haven't gotten to yet. Quite a few, incidentally. Play me a little more Rolling Stones. I want to hear some more Rolling Stones. That's all. I want to hear more. That's, I think, the one I wanted to hear. I thank God I'm not a drug addict. I've reached this age without using drugs. I don't know how. I want the audience to understand the pain that I'm in. Maybe I should practice yoga. Yeah, that's the cure. I'll eat a vegan diet and practice yoga. I'll be a different man. I'll become a Mary. I'll be a happy Mary in yoga pants eating a vegan diet. That'll change my life for the better. That's what they want you to believe. That's like not a sex change of a person. That's a mind change of a person that comes to the same thing as a sex change. That's a way of feminizing men. Put them in a pair of yoga pants and tell them to become a vegan so they won't fight back when their grandmother is beaten to death. Let's see, what else did I want to say? I guess there goes a couple of things on the show today. Let's say dinner with the president went the other day. Today, I think breakfast, lunch, and dinner just... You know, but the thing I have to remember when I get up every day is I have no friends in the media. There is no such thing. I have no friends in government. There's no such thing. And I got where I am, thank God, because of one thing only. Now, I could say it's my audience, but it's not that they love me per se. They don't know me. They don't know Michael. They don't know this guy who he is. What is it that they attract, what they've been attracted to since I invented this medium as it is in 1994? Because when I came on the airwaves in San Francisco, nobody had ever heard anything like this. And they predicted I wouldn't last a day. Then they said I wouldn't last 2 days. And they said I wouldn't last a week. Then they said I wouldn't last a month. Then they said I wouldn't last this and I wouldn't last that. Well, it's been 23 years. But I was ahead of the curve. What was it that people were hearing that they had not heard? Even though some people had articulated some of these ideas in a far more articulate and intellectually appealing fashion than I had, nobody had done it the way I do it. Yeah, what I gave you was the truth. And many people would say, wait a minute, that's how I feel, but I didn't know how to articulate that. When he gets angry, I feel that I'm getting angry and I'm letting it out of my system. When he gets angry at what this system has done to us, and what is doing to this country, I feel the same way, and I'm at a breaking point. And if I'm feeling it, I can tell you there are millions of men are ready to go to war over this. There are millions of us have had enough of this crap, ready to put down the microphones and pick something up and go and join and fight against these vermin with their scarves all across America, these punks and cowards, half of whom have government jobs or work in the universities. And why do you think they put their masks on? So they go back and hide inside the bureaucracies and inside academia and collect a fat check while hitting you in the head with a brick or beating your mother up with a stick. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
You can't always get what you want.
Yeah, who can get what they want? Michael, Dr. Michael Savage back with you. And before we return to the politics of the day and my angst, I want to tell you about a great product, Super Beets. You know, my mother always used to say you are what you eat, and she was right. Who knows what's healthy anymore, though, right? Well, here's something that I found, Super Beets. And what is it? It's a circulation superfood. Just one glass a day helps you get the cardiovascular power of an amazing vegetable. Now, why is this important to you? It's all about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure down south, I think. Drinking good-for-you superfoods help feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boosts your stamina and energy at the core level. Professional and college athletes trust Super Beets to help them be their best, and you should too. So do something good for yourself today. Go to SavageLovesBeets.com and try Super Beets for yourself. And right now you can get an additional 30-day supply of Super Beets for no additional cost with your first order plus free shipping. So go to SavageLovesBeets.com today or call 1-800-481-0504. That's 1-800-481-0504. And now we have to look at the horrible world that we live in. Because there was an election and a communist woman did not win. The left-wing mobs that were kept in abeyance for all these years by the corrupt Barack Obama are unleashed on us now. Surprisingly, though, amongst the rioters, you don't see Black Lives Matter. Where did they go? Whatever happened to them? You know those wonderful, fun folks from Ferguson who like to burn and beat up police horses? Where'd they go? George Soros gave them $85 million. My guess is he bought them off. Instead of marching outside of George Soros' financial tower in New York City demanding an accounting of his business practices, maybe they're retired somewhere and relaxed because they're not rioting anymore. What happened to them? And by the way, while we're at it, whatever happened to Al the Disgusting Sharpton? Where'd that loudmouth troublemaker go? And by the way, while we're at it, where'd that loudmouth troublemaking phony reverend go? High Jackson. Reverend High Jackson. Who hijacked Jesus Christ himself to peddle social ills. Where'd he go? Where are they? Well, they were useful idiots for their time. And now they're no longer useful for anybody, so they've been forgotten. I suppose they're just partying on in Manhattan. And here I am, still holding forth at the microphone. I'm not a civil servant. I'm a servant of civility, in case you want to know what I am. Michael Savage, a servant of civility. Now, there's one story I did not get to that I posted that's very positive. It's on michaelsavage.com. And my headline is Patriot Street Army Forming to Fight Violent Left. That's not the headline that the New York Post put on it. I call it like it is. The New York Post, run by the Sons of Murdoch, written by Joshua Rhett Miller, another leftist fraud in the New York Post, entitled it as such, Alt-Right Thugs Want to Bring Muscle to Liberal Protests. In other words, this liar at the New York Post twists the reality. A group of men who have the guts to stand up to the vermin are now called alt-right thugs. This same Joshua Rhett Miller had nothing to say about those with Molotov cocktails who almost burnt the University of California to the ground. An alt-right group apparently is trying to build a small street army vowing to use violence if necessary to defend free street speech from leftist extremists. What did I warn you would happen? What did I tell you would happen if these vermin were not reined in on the left? What did I warn you was coming?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
Sounds like a theme song for Metamucil. There must be some kind of way out of here. Welcome back to The Savage Nation, hour number two. I think we've done the taxes. And now I want to do some sound, but I'm going to start here in the Bay Area of San Francisco, which is, it's not crazy, it's sickening, it's anti-American, it's violent, it's inhumane, it's anti-constitutional, it's out of control because of the corruption. When politicians are as corrupt as those who run the Bay Area, what you have is crime at the lowest level, which is why you have these wildings going on BART with 30 or 40 teens, they call them teens now, or juvenile. The juveniles, they can break your face open with one punch. Well, here's another one. Four teens, no description, no picture allowed. Punch and rob man with camera at San Francisco Stowe Lake. So really, come on into the city, all you tourists. Bring your camera so they can be robbed by the juveniles. You can have your face broken open. Here's another article. Prehumans may have lived in California 115,000 years earlier than thought. You mean they're not here now? What do you mean prehumans may have lived in California 115,000 years earlier? They're still running the place. What do you mean may have been? They're still here. Take a look at the politicians. Put a Brioni suits on them, but it's the same thing. They're prehumans. Bart seeks warrants after IDing some teens in robbery. Remember that story from the other day? Teen mob. They wouldn't describe the teens because they were protecting them. Bart seeks warrants. Oh, they finally looked at the video footage and they can arrest some of them. You arrest one of these punks, you'll get all of them. But you got to try them as adults. You can't just slap their wrists. Hard time in a hard prison. Hard time in a hard prison. Here's the 911 tape from that event when a group of juveniles jumped the turnstiles, commandeered a train, and then terrorized all the passengers, robbing them of their iPhones and wallets, beating some of them up. Listen to the thuggery in the Bay Area.
Had maybe 30 kids board my train, beat up someone, rob them, and then run off the train. I have multiple people standing outside of the train now on the trackway. On the strip.
That's it. Detectives have now narrowed in on the suspects in Saturday's crime. Thanks to surveillance video. I guess they finally figured out there was surveillance video. Why don't they release it? Oh, well, they can't because they're juveniles, and that's protected by the courts. How do we know they're all juveniles? How do we know that some one of them isn't over 19? Why do we give them the benefit of the doubt while Bill O'Reilly was not given the benefit of the doubt, for example? He was crucified based upon allegations while these kids rob people. And we oh, they're all teenagers. We have to protect them. Anyway, this is a big story, and it's all related to the corruption at the top. It's called trickle-down bummery. When you have bums at the top robbing the people blind, stealing billions in highway funds and God knows what else, what do you think the teens are going to do, knowing that they're only going to slap on the wrist? That's all. But we have other topics here to talk about. Ivanka goes to a... Ivanka Trump goes to a... What? She goes to some conference over there. Now she's on a Today Show. And I don't know whether she was set up, but she says opening the border to Syrian refugees has to be part of the discussion, but it won't be enough by itself. I don't quite know what she meant, but let's hear clip one.
I think there is a global humanitarian crisis that's happening, and we have to come together, and we have to solve it. And you know, refugees.
Does that include opening the borders to Syrian refugees in the U.S.?
That has to be part of the discussion, but that's not going to be enough in and of itself.
Not be enough? You mean we need all the Syrian refugees and then some? Maybe all from Africa, too? This is getting frightening. I'm sure she's a fine lady, and I'm sure the president loves her dearly, loves her more than you can imagine. She's the first daughter of the United States of America, and she is the first daughter in American history to score a West Wing office and hire a chief of staff for herself. As her father's special advisor, Her portfolio encompasses both outreach to Europe, by the way. But you know what? Ivanka is far from the first adult daughter to leave a mark on the White House. There's a great article on this in the Washington Post. Did you know that the teen rebel Alice Roosevelt, that was Teddy's daughter, may have scorched marks on the White House roof, given her habit of sneaking cigarettes up there in defiance of Father Teddy Roosevelt's no-woman-smoking rule? So listen to what Teddy Roosevelt said about his rebellious daughter, the teenager Alice, who would smoke on the roof of the White House. He said, I can either run the country or I can attend to Alice, but I can't possibly do both. Who knew TR had such a good sense of humor? But later on, she matured a bit, and Alice Roosevelt became a diplomat for her father of five Asian countries in 1905, and she even helped to mediate peace between Japan and Russia. So, in other words, her beauty and her spunk became a political asset. And so let's hope that while Ivanka Trump has tremendous spunk and tremendous grace, she does not impose her liberal policies on America, because that's not what we voted for. How's that? Did that say it all? I hope so. Now let's go on to the next soundbite. There goes the dinner in the White House. There goes the next invitation that gets lost in the transom. Trump guarantees he will build a wall in the first term. Let's skip that. It's not happening. Here is Big Shoe Schumer, caught outside of a deli with combi falling from his mouth. In clip 05, let's hear 05.
Well, Senator McConnell wanted me to negotiate the wall with President Trump. I said to him two things. First, it's not a negotiation, no wall. And second, I said, only you can persuade him that he shouldn't do the wall because it'll cause a government shutdown.
Why does Schumer want illegal aliens and drugs coming into the country? Can anyone answer that? You know, it's the most pregnant of all questions. All these big libs, Feinstein, Pelosi, Schumer, why are they in favor of illegal aliens coming in and voting and bringing in drugs? You have to ask them that without, you don't have to get emotional about it. All you got to say to Schumer is, okay, Senator Schumer, why are you in favor of illegal aliens in America, number one? And number two, why are you in favor of contraband, including drugs, coming into America? No one asks him that. Next. Now, I'm saving this for now because it's already the second hour of the show. It's the best part of the show coming up. Here is none other than the most brilliant woman in the history of the U.S. Congress, Maxine Waters, coming up with another crazy statement that should land her into a state mental institution. Here's 06.
There are those who are told that he's trying to position himself to run for higher office, and I think it's for governor. There are those who think that he, in some ways, has some connections to what is going on in the Ukraine and perhaps in Russia itself, and know something about all of this. I don't really know. I can't say, but he's strange in the way that he's conducting himself. And maybe he thinks that if he rolls out and points to the fact that something is going on with Flynn that he did not disclose, that somehow this will raise him above maybe what connections he may have with the Kremlin. I don't know.
But
we need to keep an eye on him.
We need to keep more than an eye on Maxine Waters. Do you realize this is the most Stalinist congresswoman in the history of America? She says, I really don't know, but she makes an accusation about Mr. Chaffetz, saying that he has connections to the Kremlin. Do you know that this kind of stuff only went on under McCarthy? Do you know how sick this woman is? How evil she is? Do you care? No. Let's move on. Here's a wonderful one. There's a guy named Bill Nye, who's by all accounts a lunatic. He's a science guy, so to speak, but he uses the science to peddle things like gender this and gender that. Why has he become obsessed with sexual issues? Why? No one understands this. I understand it. Here is Bill Nye pushing gender fluidity. This is a man who, by the way, was his little science videos were peddled in America to middle school children for many, many years. And now the man has become full-blown obsessed with nothing but sex. Here he is at 09. Bill Nye, not the science guy.
Cause my sex junk is for much more than either.
Oh, Oh, that's the
power
song.
Bottom or a
okay,
top
I can't. It's such amateur hour. If it was in the Catskill Mountains, they would have fired her and sent her away after 3 minutes. Here is Bill Nye on Netflix letting three-year-olds. He's telling us that we should let three-year-olds choose their own gender. Prison sentence. This is no longer an opinion. This is the abuse of children. Let me say it again. Look, I've said this before. I myself, as a talk show host, have a sizable audience, so everything I say counts. It's been used against me before and for me. I'm a sexual libertarian. I don't care what people do with their bodies. It's their business. But I've said 1,000 times, if I've said it once, if you exploit or abuse children, I want you to go to jail. I believe Bill Nye needs to go to prison for abuse of children. Listen to 07.
One thing's clear about sexuality.
No. I'm sorry, I called for the wrong one. Here he is in clip 8, saying that three-year-olds should choose their own gender. This is child abuse, 08.
By 3 or 4, most kids identify with a gender, and it doesn't always match the sex they were assigned at birth. And a person's gender identity may change over their lifetime. And culture is getting us new ways to express all of this. How
you sick,
dress,
you
act,
sick piece of
talk,
garbage.
How you present
I can't
yourself.
Take this. Keep playing.
Sure, this might
let
make
the,
things
let the audience
confusing
hear the madness.
For those who insist everyone pick an M or an F. But people, we have to listen to the science. And the science says we're all...
Yeah. Oh, the science is
our
in,
labels,
right.
Our fashion.
See again.
Even our
wife. Shut up. Shut up, phony witch. Witch. He's a witch. You know, anytime they want to peddle junk science, they call it science. For years, we've heard that 98% of all scientists agree in global warming is caused by mankind, by man. Well, first of all, that's a falsehood. That's number one. But number two, when you only fund crackpots who depend upon federal funding for something, they'll say anything you want. If you were to fund scientists who were skeptical of this theory and allow them to present evidence to the contrary, it would no longer be 98%. It might be 50% or 40%. But it's the same thing with this witch here, Bill Nye, having the nerve to say that we have to listen to science, and according to science, sexuality is fluid, and we're all on a spectrum. When did it become science? When 6 deviants in the world of science got together in a toilet somewhere and made up a theory that we're all gender fluid? Moreover, I got to go to another step on this, in my opinion. When you say that children are 3 or 4, most kids identify with a gender. It means a sex, by the way. Not a gender. Gender doesn't apply to human beings. And that's something to do with words. By 3 or 4, he says, most kids identify with a gender. But it doesn't always match the gender they were assigned at birth. Well, as it turns out, many little boys like to play with dolls. It doesn't mean they're gay. Many little girls like to act like tomboys. It doesn't mean they're lesbians. But according to these sick people, like Bill Nye, if you have a girl who is a tomboy, she's automatically a lesbian. And you should make her into a lesbian. And if you don't, maybe the state will come down and arrest you for child abuse. Or if you have a boy who's very sensitive and he likes to play with dolls, make him dress as a girl and tell him that he's a girl. Or else the state may come down upon you and arrest you for child abuse. Do you see the dangerous trend of permitting mentally ill people from spreading propaganda? Do you get it? Now, when I come back, I'm going to continue with this theme and go to the so-called science march over the war weekend when a group of so-called scientists got up there, and instead of marching for science, they told us about their sexual orientation. Instead of telling us about the science that they're involved in, they got up there and told us about lesbian and gay issues. Do you understand what happens when you open the doors of once pristine avenues of thought to affirmative action? Do you understand what happens to that area of science? It is destroyed. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Science is about data. But we need to remember that data tells stories. We all have a story.
My story is that I'm a public health geek and a policy wonk. I'm also a queer transgender man.
Wow.
And science helps make sure my community and I are counted, and we count in decisions that affect our lives.
I want you to understand how important it is for you to understand why I'm playing this. There was a so-called March for Science the other day that had nothing to do with science. It was all hysteria based upon fraud. It was all people who were afraid that Trump's going to cut some funding from federal agencies and cut the fat out of these budgets, and they're going to lose their little gravy train, and then the fake scientists will have to find a real job. How much more do I have to go to prove my point than to listen to this person who talks about his sexuality? What does that sexuality have to do with science? The answer is nothing. Do I care that he's a queer transgendered man? No, but he tries to make you think that somehow that makes him a better scientist. These are not scientists. These are activists who got jobs, cushy little jobs in science, by using their sexuality as a weapon to get their foot into the door of academia. And in so doing, driving out far more qualified individuals for these positions. And I hope to God Trump does what I asked him to do when I met with him, which is to cut the largest percentage of money he possibly dare do from the budgets of the NIH and the CDC. The NIH is one of the most bloated budgets in the world. I think it's something along the lines of, I don't know the number, it's in the high billions. And a lot of it is a waste of money. A lot of it is filled with people who do nothing with the money, as you just heard in this case. Now we have other sound, which is wonderful and great to listen to on the Savage Nation. One of the most disturbing was John Kelly of Homeland Security saying, I don't know how to stop homegrown terrorists. Then why is he the head of the DHS? Why would he say, I don't know how to stop homegrown terrorists? At the same time, we hear that the FBI and the DHS are looking at potential terrorists in 50 states. He doesn't know how to stop them. You preventively detain them in internment camps. Did you hear me? That will reduce the risk by 98%, according to most scientists.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
So once the floodgates of sanity were breached, the result has been chaos in academia in particular. You have individuals who in another time and place, if they were geniuses or even competent in their fields, no one would have cared whether they were straight or gay or LGBT. Nobody would have asked, nor would anybody have cared. All they would have cared about is, do they know what they're talking about? Can they do good science? But now, because of affirmative action and because of insanity, we are hearing people get up at the so-called Science March and put their sexuality ahead of any discussion of the science itself. So here is another one, a so-called scientist. You must listen to this madness and draw your own conclusions on the Savage Nation, clip 21.
My name is Dr. Jessica Ware, and I'm here representing Rutgers University Newark, and I'm a member of the Entomological Society of America. I'm an evolutionary biologist and an entomologist.
Wow.
Evolutionary biology and entomology,
oh,
which is the
smart
study of insects, are disciplines for everyone.
Wow.
I'm a single mom to two children.
Here we go.
I'm a black female punk rocker
here
in
the
LGBT family.
Wow.
My son and my identical twin are transgender, and I belong here. I belong in science. I'm part of a global community of entomologists and evolutionary biologists.
What do you mean you belong in science?
The study of insects is, by definition, international, global, and collaborative. Insects don't see borders, and they can cross walls.
This sick individual, she's mentally incompetent. Is this moron saying we should copy insect behavior as human beings? Now, look, I'm taking on an example here to show you how sick science has become, where it's been invaded by minds that don't even belong in the lowest level of science, let alone giving a speech at a so-called science march. So you say, well, why are you going on and on? Why are they giving a big science march? What was it about? It was an anti-Trump march. It was an anti-Trump march because the gravy train is coming to an end. So she's saying we should copy insect behavior because they don't see borders and they can cross walls. Gee, I thought that human beings are supposed to be different than insects. I thought we would consider higher animals, but I guess at this stage of human devolution, especially in the West, we're now lower than insects. But it's not limited to these individuals in the universities. There's a man named Chris Matthews who's long been known as crazy. By every definition, he's been known as crazy. In addition to being a man who foams at the mouth, gets tingles up his legs when he sees certain politicians, he is now comparing Donald Trump's family to the Romanovs and to Saddam's children. He has crossed the line once again. I am demanding that the Secret Service investigate Chris Matthews because by comparing, listen to me, by comparing Donald Trump's family to the Romanovs and to Saddam Hussein's children, is Chris Matthews suggesting they deserve the fate of the Romanovs and of Saddam's children? That is what I would do if I were a member of the Secret Service. I would call this psychotic in and I would dress him down and make him answer that. Listen to clip 11 and tell me what you think.
I've said the Romanovs because there's something about the president who presumes that this is a royal family taking its place at the table of power. It is un-American, it is untraditional, it's somewhat weird, although I know it must be comforting to have your kids around. And I understand, and your son-in-law. I get the comfort factor, but is it American?
It's just wrong.
Who wants to take on Jared Kushner in a meeting on the Middle East?
Right.
Have that conversation. Scared to death. Everybody, oh my God, it's like, oh my, they don't want to say nothing anyway. A little bit like Uday and Kusay, not that bad.
A little bit like Uday and Kusay. Okay, I bring him into the Secret Service and I grill him. Are you suggesting that Trump's family be executed the way Uday and Kusay was, Mr. Chris Matthews? Are you suggesting that they deserve the fate of the Romanovs, who all the children were killed by the Bolsheviks, Mr. Chris Matthews? Now, I'll remind this sick, uneducated, drunk Chris Matthews of a few things. He's saying it's un-American and untraditional to have family at the table. Well, he's a moron on top of being stupid. First of all, almost all presidents in the past had their families playing one role or another in the White House. As I told you before, Alice Roosevelt was a teenager when Teddy Roosevelt, her father, was president. And she was a rebel. And there was a no-smoking rule for women. Well, she smoked on the roof of the White House. He threw his hands up and he said, I can either run the country or I can attend to Alice, but I can't possibly do both. Well, eventually, she became a somewhat of a diplomat for her father. But there are many other examples. Anna Roosevelt, by the way, another one, a central role in her father's White House. FDR turned to his daughter as an all-around helpmate when his relationship with Eleanor Roosevelt had become strained and distant. Did you know any of that? She had many, many diplomatic roles to play for FDR. Would Chris Matthews have said it's un-American and untraditional? I doubt it. How about first daughter Margaret Truman, who made herself quite a name as an enthusiastic piano player. Nothing to do with politics. She was used in a diplomatic fashion in that time. There's Margaret Wilson, another singer. She took over first lady duties when Woodrow Wilson's first wife died. Did you know that? You didn't know any of this, Chris Matthews, did you? Which is why you were nothing but a water boy for the drunk Tip O'Neill, and you've never been anything but a water boy for the drunks in the Democrat Party. And that's all I have to say on that matter. Now let's go to the callers. Roland on KKOH Line 3, go ahead, please.
Yes, Doctor, I am taking issue with your comment about internment camps for some of these people.
Well, okay, let's define the discussion so we don't get out of hand. I have said that of the individuals who are under surveillance in 50 states, they should be put into an internment camp before they kill somebody. That's my position.
I would say that if you start doing internment camps and you're going to let the government do that, then you're subjugating a lot of people that the government doesn't feel is worthy.
Well, that's always the danger. That is correct. I even said that the libertarian position would not agree with mine because they'd be afraid that an overbearing government could put anybody in an internment camp. They could claim anybody's on a watch list. That's what you're fearing, right?
Well, that's I think it happened in Germany. It's a
chance. Well, it happened in America under the liberal Democrat FDR, didn't it?
It did.
Now, why did FDR inter the American Japanese in World War II?
Fear.
Fear of what?
Fear of the Japanese perhaps leaking information to our enemy.
All right. Well, it's true that the majority of Japanese who were interned had nothing whatsoever to do with Imperial Japan. But it's also true that after the war, it was discovered that over 700, or was it 400, Japanese Americans who were considered to be innocent were in fact working directly with the Imperial Japanese government as spotters and as spies. Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, so you say, well, then what's better here? The liberal line is, I'd rather see 99 guilty go free than one innocent person arrested. Well, that means one innocent, one guilty Muslim can get a truck and drive it over your daughter's or your granddaughter's head, right? I mean, that means that you can let one of them get out and drive a truck over your child's head. How much more do you think the West is going to take until the people themselves rise up and take the law into their own hands? How much longer do you think the average Frenchman or German is going to take from the psychotic elites who tell them, oh, no, no, we can't do this because of laws. We can't do that because of laws. They're protected by the Constitution, the very Constitution that they hate. How much longer do you think it's going to happen until there's a civil war in the country and the people rise up and take control of their own safety? I don't think we're too far away from it. And although I agree with you philosophically, I'm sorry, there's a point at which the people themselves have to demand more than what we are getting from the DHS and from the FBI. And that's it. I don't know what else to do here other than to suggest internment camps for those on watch lists. If you have a better idea, please present it.
I don't.
We don't have a better idea, so instead we wait for them to kill us. Is that it? And then we wring our hands, the ambulances come, the news jerks come, and we say, well, that's a terrible thing. Let's put flowers and balloons and clowns outside the nursery where they just blew it up. In the name of Allah. Is that what we're waiting for again?
No.
All right. Well, there's the problem. There's the problem. Okay. Here's another problem. Margaret on KLIF in Dallas. Thanks for calling from Dallas, Margaret. What's your topic?
Long time listener. I'm a college professor in DSW of the humanities, and my field exams were in how evolutionary sciences impact humanities and social sciences. I just want to say I'm old enough to remember. I've been listening for at least 15 years. I was in Chicago. When feminists were arguing that gender was not the same thing as sex, now they're arguing that sex is the same thing as gender. You can't have it both ways. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the hip bone is the only, quote, gender-specific bone in the body. So you are whatever your hip bone is. You can't change your hip bone. And more importantly...
That's a good one. I never heard that one, honestly. You mean my hips are my destiny?
Okay, so you're...
Wait, are you saying my hips are my destiny?
I'm saying your hips are your destiny. And what I'm also saying is the bathrooms are...
Wait, explain that. I didn't. You mean a male hip is different than a female hip?
Yes, it is. It's the only, quote, gender-specific bone in the human body.
How does the female hip, I would suppose, what, it's more bowed, it's larger? It's larger to carry a child, is that it?
Yes, and there, it's a difference between, like, a V-shape and... more like a rounded out U shape. If you Google it, you can see the instantly what the differences are. Bathrooms are built for hardware, not software. Fields are software, okay? I'm not building plumbing based on your mood. And more importantly, science is not about feelings. You can't quantify feelings.
So were you as offended as I was by the March for Science over the weekend?
Furious. If you could see the garbage that they are pushing in our schools, it just makes me pull my hair out. I have to do everything I can to offset what my... This is all the, you know, back to the whole postmodern Clinton. It all depends on what the definition of is.
Well, how did these psychos get into science? Look, in my day, which wasn't that long ago, there were straight people and there were gay people. And if they were smart and they wanted to go into science, no one stopped them. But now they're putting their sexuality above their ability to even perform in science. Isn't this a direct result of affirmative action?
Okay, I would say in part, but here's the thing. No, my students don't give a bleep about what I do or who I sleep with when I'm outside of the classroom, okay? So you shouldn't be parading it as somehow that's your credentials.
Why do these scientists march around and scream about the fact I'm an African-American single mother with an LGBT family? What does that have to do with science?
It has absolutely nothing to do, but here's the thing. My mother, who's from the old country, she was born in East Prussia, and it was still called East Prussia. So she's a naturalized citizen. She came here as a World War II refugee. This infuriates her that she, you know, she just can't stand to see it. She says, listen, all these scientists are just using science as a weapon to justify their own bad behavior.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying a long time now on this show. And what does that other one get up? It says, I'm a public health geek, policy wonk, and queer transgendered man. What, does he want a Nobel Prize for being a queer transgendered man?
You know, here's the problem.
Maybe she'd also, just give him a Nobel Prize for being a queer transgendered man. That proves he's a great scientist, I guess. I'm so sick of this garbage. And I knew it was going to happen once it started. Once they started elbowing white males out of science, I knew we'd end up with the refuse of the world parading as fake scientists pushing everything but science, which is why America is dying. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
I want to tell you about my book, Trump's War, which is very proudly, I got to tell you, number one on the New York Times list. It hit that number one without anyone's help. I have a chapter called Trump's War for Our Borders, which you must read. Here are the solutions. One, World War III is being waged by undocumented, unvetted immigrants. Start fighting back. Two, purge our shores of enemy combatants and limit World War III to Europe. Three, build a border wall now. Four, fire the bleeding hearts at CDC and restore sensible public health protocols. Five, abolish sanctuary cities and deport the illegal vermin who are killing our citizens. This chapter is all about the new world war that we are fighting in. We know it's going on in Europe, but do you know it's also going on in your own neighborhood? Forget that they tell you it is not. Forget that they tell you that all immigrants come here to work. It is one of the biggest lie of our time. For all of us who are dedicated to saving Western civilization, we must pull together. We must stand up to the barbaric hordes who are pulling us down. Again, I know no other better way to do this than to buy a copy of Trump's War and share it with an interested friend. I'm Michael Savage, and I approve of this advertisement. Wild boars overrun Islamic State position, kill three militants. This is a really ironic story. Three Islamic State vermin, subhumans they are, who are killing people with impunity in the towns and villages that they occupy, were setting up an ambush in an area of northern Iraq when they disturbed a herd of stampeding boars, according to local leaders. Sheikh Anwar al-Asi, a chief of the local tribe and supervisor of the anti-ISIS forces, told the Times of London the ISIS subhumans were hiding on the edge of a field about 50 miles southwest of Kirkuk when the wild boars overwhelmed them Sunday. They killed three and injured five others. The group of ISIS subhumans were laying in wait to attack a band of local tribesmen who had fled to nearby mountains since the ISIS subhumans seized the town of Hawija 3 years before. What you don't know, especially if you're from Berkeley, is that the ISIS subhumans had summarily executed 25 people attempting to flee the militants' would-be caliphate in the 3 days before the wild boars attacked. That's what's going on. They're massacring civilians who are not Muslim enough for them. And, of course, the masked professors in Berkeley are on the side, no doubt, of ISIS. One day you'll come to see the madness of that. Well, there is justice here and there, and apparently the Boers had their own sense of justice. Now let's go to some of the callers on the Savage Nation. Todd on KSFO Line 5, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mike, it's a little disturbing that you're willing to round people up when you spent a couple days not long ago bashing Lincoln over habeas corpus, which was totally legal within the Constitution,
I understand the Constitution, but Lincoln violated the Constitution, didn't he? So why can't we do it? I do not believe we're violating the Constitution by rounding up people on watch lists who are on watch lists by the FBI because they're planning to blow up kindergartens.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you.
Leading off hour number three with one of his great songs. And the world is in such a terrible state. You know, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. Do I have to summarize what's going on in the world? North Korea, that fat lunatic, had set off an intercontinental ballistic missile and blow Australia off the map. We could nuke him and set off a mass migration into Russia and China that could destabilize Asia. In the Persian Gulf, the Iranians are threatening our ships. What is going on? Why do you think all of this is happening? Well, it's happening because Trump is president. Yes, absolutely because Trump is president. You see, for 8 years we had a collaborator and an appeaser. His name was Barack Hussein Obama. He bought off the enemies with hidden monies. No one even knows where he got these billions from. Where'd the money come from? Where'd those billions of dollars that they bribed Iran with? Where'd that money come from? Why is nobody arrested for that? Where'd that slush fund? We flew in piles of cash. So we were buying off Iran. We were placating and kowtowing to China and Korea. And frankly, now we're not doing that. We have a very different posture. So the world is a very tense place. Domestically, the communist state leaders are going crazy, because they have a nationalist as president. All of the leaders of the cities and the states are run by outright communists. They may not sound like communists. They may not identify as communists, but all their programs are communistic. And having said that, let's talk about Trump's tax proposal from today just for one more second. Then we're going to get back to the issues of sexuality and how liberalism is destroying everything as quickly as possible. And on the issue of taxes, did you know that Trump is proposing that state taxes will no longer be deductible from federal income tax? I don't know if you understand that. I guess you have to be in a higher tax bracket. Here in the state of California, let's say you make $100,000 a year. Well, your federal rate is going to only drop from 39% to 35%. So that's a 4% savings. But you're no longer going to be able to deduct 13% of the money you pay in state tax for the criminal Jerry Brown administration. And so what's going to happen is you're actually going to be paying much more tax than you did before. Now, what is going to happen is very interesting. It's going to press the communist dictators of the states of California and New York to lower the taxes, or people are going to run away from these states forever. Bobby Jindal was on the Neil Cavuto show, I think, in the last hour. And he said, if you don't like the high taxes in California, vote in new people who will lower taxes or move to a low tax or no income state. This is going to pressure the communist state leaders like Jerry Brown. This is going to pressure the communist state leaders across America. The people are now going to see these massive state taxes and realize that once they can't deduct them and there's no way out, the only answer is to throw the bums out. You wait and see what's going to happen. This is going to have a trickle-down effect that may be very, very positive, by the way. And those of us who are wage earners or earn our money directly or who have incomes not generated through businesses, yeah, we're going to see big, big changes, by the way. And the S Corporation story, I'll tell you about that in another time. Now let's take some calls. Dan on KMAJ Radio in Kansas, Line 5. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Dr. Savage? It's an honor to talk to you, sir. I just wanted to make a comment real quick. I agree with you 100%. as do I think a lot of other people, we have to go on the offensive here in America. Trump needs to round up all these people that are on these watch lists before they pull another terrorist attack and put them in the FEMA camp, go through and find out what they know, waterboard them if you have to, and find out all the information they know, find out what cells they belong to, and what they're planning to do, and make America safe like he said he would.
They're twisting my words into saying put all Muslims in internment camps. That is the craziest thing in the world to do, number one, because most Muslims are peace-loving people in the United States of America, and they want to be left alone and raise their families and go about their business. We are talking about the very tiny percentage of radical Islamists who are currently being watched by the DHS and the FBI. They know who the troublemakers are. It would be like having somebody on the top 10 FBI list and say, be on the lookout for these top 10 people, and when you tell us where they are, we'll do nothing about it. Well, okay, you say, well, there's a little difference between being on the FBI top 10 list. They've already committed crimes. I agree with that. But tell me what you're supposed to do when you have known radical Islamists who are communicating with ISIS, actively working for ISIS or Al-Qaeda or one of the other terror organizations, or they have gone overseas to train with them and have come back with very advanced weapons training. They're in Muslim training camps. Tell me why they should not be preventatively detained. I want to know the answer to that question. Now, I know the answer. The answer is because it's unconstitutional. Well, where in the Constitution, is it written that we the people are supposed to be subject to terror? Tell me where it's written in the Constitution that we the people are supposed to live in fear, hiding in our own houses, because our government has lost the ability to protect us. Where in the Constitution is it written that we're not entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness because we put the rights, so-called, of those who would maim or kill us ahead of our own survival? Tell me where it's written in the Constitution. It's not written anywhere. Common law, the Bible, the Constitution itself does not, absolutely does not tell us that we're supposed to lay down and die. And that's why I'm saying to you, it's only a matter of time. I don't know whether it's one, two, or three more events from another rotten, stinking throwback in this country, whether it's driving over a child's head with a truck, God forbid, or blowing up another building, or bringing in a machine gun to a workplace and machine gunning people, or blowing up another, or shooting people in a nightclub, a gay nightclub like in Orlando. How could the gay community itself not be rising up on this issue? Well, the answer is they are. The smart ones are. It's true. The smartest of the gay community have broken free of the doxies of liberalism. In fact, one of them who runs the biggest male porno outlet, I forget his name, 2 weeks ago came out and said, we must not permit radical Muslims to come into America because they're opposed to everything that we believe in this country. It's an irony unto itself that the right and the left would agree on this. But what we say, in the same sentence that he said that, the next sentence he actually said, we should bring in the Muslims who are educated if we bring them in at all, the doctors, the lawyers, the engineers, but we do not want the primitives brought in. He's telling it like it is. He's saying if we bring them in, they're just going to plot killing us. How could gays and lesbians who are on the front lines of this very sensitive issue not see this? I've been trying to warn for years, but I guess people are so locked into their doxies, they just don't hear anything but what they want to hear. KSFO, James, line 7, go ahead, please.
Well, I would just thank you for all your efforts, Dr. Savage. I would just like to say that, you know, liberalism and the globalist agenda, I believe, are very much synonymous.
Yes, and of course they're synonymous.
Say it again?
Of course they're synonymous. Liberalism is socialism without a gun.
Yes.
Or you could say liberalism and socialism are communism without guns.
Yes. And, you know, in our heart of hearts, we have to know that nobody is this stupid. This isn't an inept thing. Towards the top, this is a deliberate societal, governmental, moral, fiscal, educational sabotage. And this...
Right, okay, so let's ask ourselves the most basic question. Why do the elites in the Rothschild Bank or at the top of the banking world, why do they want open borders? Why do they want a polyglot of languages? Why do they oppose firm borders, a firm language, and a firm culture? Why do they want that?
Because they want to crash the old and usher in the new, their new world order.
Do you actually think that the level of immigrants from Syria and the Middle East and those from Africa will actually integrate and work in Europe? Do you think they're going to go to work in Europe?
No, that's what I mean. It's not an inept thing.
The Africans are not coming to Europe to work. The Middle Easterners are not coming to Europe to work. They're coming to live off the welfare state. How in the world can the idiots like this Hitlerian woman in Germany, who has done more damage to her own people than a dictator could ever have done, how could this monster Merkel not understand what every German understands, which is that they will never integrate, they will only hate?
She's a globalist.
What does it mean, globalist? What does she represent?
She represents the new world order that want to supplant the sovereignty of our individual countries with theirs, a centralized...
Right. And let's go one step further. There's a racial element to this. It's to erase the hegemony of the white male heterosexual. Tommy, you want to be perfectly blunt about it?
Yes.
It's to replace the power of the heterosexual Christian white male in particular. It is a war against that. That is how I see it. And I'd like somebody to prove me wrong. It's all, you know, they put candy wrapping around it and they put little balloons around it. But what in the world do you think it really is? It's a war against the heterosexual Christian white male, just as it is here in the San Francisco area. And it's all tied in with corruption. The most corrupt person in the history of the state of California is the current chancellor of the University of California, in my opinion. They just discovered a $180 million slush fund that Janet Napolitano put away for herself. Where did this money come from? What is the money for? Why is there no federal investigation of Janet Napolitano? What was she planning on doing with this money? Who is Janet Napolitano? She is the same woman who opened our borders up as former head of the DHS. Do you remember her? This woman then took a job with one of the greatest university systems in the world. She has now turned it into a cesspool of hatred. This is the Savage Nation. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
So let me tell you what's going on now in L.A. There's a massive drug bust in Boyle Heights in Los Angeles, right? And so the usual crowd of immigration activists are surrounding the drug importer's wife and saying, you know, no deportations, it's racist, the standard stuff. How many years have you known that they've used racism as a racket to cover for absolutely illegal activity? Protesters outside the downtown Los Angeles Federal Building form a protective ring around Claudia Rueda, the daughter of Teresa Vidal Jaime, who was detained during a drug raid Monday and faces likely deportation. It's finally happening, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. Two men accused of smuggling more than 30 pounds of coke across the U.S.-Mexico border were arrested in Boyle Heights this week and facing deportation because they've been living in the country illegally, Governor Brown. Hugo Rueda was taken into custody after the drug raid on Monday, according to the fabulous U.S. Border Patrol. During the bust, authorities found 33 pounds of coke in Rueda's car, as well as, listen, Schumer, as well as $600,000 in cash and an ounce of crystal meth in the apartment he shared with his wife in Boyle Heights. Now, why does Feinstein and Schumer, why do they all want illegal aliens in the country? I'll let you put two and three together. Rueda and three other men, identified as Enrique Rueda, Erasmo Pimentel, and Jose Gutierrez, were arrested on suspicion of possessing drug purposes of selling, according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. Now, Hugo Rueda and one of the other men entered the country illegally, said Mark Endicott, supervisory border patrol agent for the agency in San Diego. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you now? They also brought his wife in, Teresa Vidal Jaime, into custody and arrested her for an immigration violation. Listen to this part of the story. Although officials said his wife was not involved in the narcotics investigation, border officials said she was also in the country illegally and now faces possible deportation. Well, what happened was expected. The detention of his wife, the wonderful wife, triggered a protest in downtown L.A. on Tuesday. Demonstrators chanted, "Free Teresa!" Others blocked vehicles and stopped traffic outside federal buildings downtown while forming a human barrier around Rueda and their daughter, Claudia Rueda. Marcela Hernandez, one of the protest organizers, said, "Her mother didn't have anything to do with this. She didn't know nothing about anything in the apartment. She didn't know nothing about anything in the apartment." Here's my whole point. The country is cracking down on illegal activity and illegal aliens. And the quicker illegal aliens come to understand that they frankly have nothing to fear if they're not involved in crime, the better off this entire nation will be. But if in fact there is an arrest, I highly recommend that those in this country illegally who are minding their own business and working at a job do not get swept up into any protests. Do not join any protests. Don't go near any protests, because if you do, you're liable to be deported if you're here illegally. I'll repeat that again, because it's very important that I repeat my original position on this issue of illegals and deportation. It's a very complex story. You cannot deport 30 million illegal aliens. I don't go for the number 11 million. They've been using it for 20 years. It's more like 30 to 40 million illegal aliens. They're doing what they need to do. They're first deporting the criminals, first on the streets and then in the prisons. What's going to happen next is anyone's guess. But all I can say to those of you who are here in this country illegally and working hard and trying to make it in this country, stay away from these demonstrations. Do not get caught up in the fever of thinking that because you're surrounded by friends, you'll be protected. You will not be protected. You're liable to be deported. That's my advice. Stay away from the troublemakers.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a little worried about North Korea. The guy's unstable. He's a maniac. He's got nuclear weapons. We can laugh at him all we want, but this is a dangerous, crazy man. The only thing missing are riots in Berkeley in favor of Kim Jong-un. The only thing missing is the mayor of Berkeley coming out in solidarity with the mayor, with Kim Jong-un. The only thing missing is Charles Schumer coming out, along with Nancy Pelosi, let us say, in sympathy for Kim Jong-un. The only thing missing is Madeleine Albright going over there to celebrate with Kim Jong-un, as she's done in the past with the father. It's not a laughing matter, because this guy's crazy, and he's trying to prove that he's a strong man. And if you look at the pictures that are being posted right now on the Daily Mail, and it's linked up on the Drudge Report, it's pretty frightening, to be honest with you. You know, you sit and say, is this real, or am I imagining it? This maniac lines up thousands of artillery pieces and fires them across the sea to mark the anniversary of the founding of its military. Then there he is, jutting out of the sunroof of a car. Again, the suit is hanging on him. He said he's taking a 40-pound weight loss. I don't know what he's on. He could be on a special kimchi juice diet, which I'd like to know something about. Maybe I could sell it here. The guy's lost weight. He's got sleepless nights. Nice black hair on him, but he's a young man. I'm not too sure about the side job where there's no hair. I don't get that look. What's with the black hair on top and no hair on the sides? Where'd that come from? That's not a local Korean custom, is it? This guy's crazy. Do you understand what it's like to see a crazy man with this weaponry, and he kills anybody who doesn't laugh enough at his jokes, or doesn't clap long enough, or doesn't cry long enough? Anyway, We have an aircraft carrier that he's threatening to sink. Now he's threatening to attack Australia. All you people have said, yeah, I'm going to move to New Zealand. I'm running away from America. I'm going to live in the Southern Hemisphere. I'm going to live in New Zealand where it's safe. I've always known that that's a falsehood. You know, I wrote a fictional novel years ago called Survivor. In fact, it's on Kindle. It's only a few bucks. But it's a fictional story written in the 1980s about a family that faces nuclear war and flees to the South Pacific to get away from the nuclear fallout. It was based upon a lot of knowledge of the sea, of winds, and of sailing. The Survivor, or Survivor, on Kindle. There was a so-called March for Science the other day that had nothing to do with science. It was all hysteria based upon fraud. It was all people who were afraid that Trump's going to cut some funding from federal agencies and cut the fat out of these budgets, and they're going to lose their little gravy train, and then the fake scientists will have to find a real job. How much more do I have to go to prove my point than to listen to this person who talks about his sexuality? What does that sexuality have to do with science? The answer is nothing. Do I care that he's a queer transgendered man? No, but he tries to make you think that somehow that makes him a better scientist. These are not scientists. These are activists who got jobs, cushy little jobs in science, by using their sexuality as a weapon to get their foot into the door of academia. And in so doing, driving out far more qualified individuals for these positions. And I hope to God Trump does what I asked him to do when I met with him, which is to cut the largest percentage of money he possibly dare do from the budgets of the NIH and the CDC. The NIH is one of the most bloated budgets in the world. I think it's something along the lines of, I don't know the number, it's in the high billions. And a lot of it is a waste of money. A lot of it is filled with people who do nothing with the money. Here's a wonderful one. There's a guy named Bill Nye, who's by all accounts a lunatic. He's a science guy, so to speak. But he uses the science to peddle things like gender this and gender that. Why has he become obsessed with sexual issues? Why? No one understands this. I understand it. Here is Bill Nye pushing gender fluidity. This is a man who, by the way, was his little science videos were peddled in America to middle school children for many, many years. And now the man has become full-blown obsessed with nothing but sex. Here he is in 09, Bill Nye, not the science guy. Oh, that's the song? Okay, I can't. It's such amateur hour. If it was in the Catskill Mountains, they would have fired her and sent her away after 3 minutes. Here is Bill Nye on Netflix letting three-year-olds, he's telling us that we should let three-year-olds choose their own gender. Prison. Prison sentence. This is no longer an opinion. This is the abuse of children. Let me say it again. Look, I've said this before. I myself, as a talk show host, I have a sizable audience, so everything I say counts. It's been used against me before and for me. I'm a sexual libertarian. I don't care what people do with their bodies. It's their business. But I've said a thousand times, if I've said it once, if you exploit or abuse children, I want you to go to jail. I believe Bill Nye needs to go to prison for abuse of children. Here he is in clip 8 saying that three-year-olds should choose their own gender. This is child abuse, 08.
By 3 or 4, most kids identify with a gender, and it doesn't always match the sex they were assigned at birth. And a person's gender identity may change over their lifetime. And culture is getting us new ways to express all of this.
You sick piece of garbage.
How you present yourself
to the
world. It should be up to you.
Keep playing.
Sure, this might make things confusing.
Let the audience hear the madness.
To insist everyone pick an M or an F. But people, we have to listen to the science.
Science says
we're all...
The science is in,
our
right.
Our labels, our
See
fashion,
again. Oh, shut up. Shut up, phony witch. He's a witch. You know, anytime they want to peddle junk science, they call it science. For years, we've heard that 98% of all scientists agree in global warming is caused by mankind, by man. Well, first of all, that's a falsehood. That's number one. But number two, when you only fund crackpots who depend upon federal funding for something, they'll say anything you want. If you were to fund scientists who were skeptical of this theory and allow them to present evidence to the contrary, it would no longer be 98%. It might be 50% or 40%. But it's the same thing with this witch here, Bill Nye, having the nerve to say that we have to listen to science, and according to science, sexuality is fluid, and we're all on a spectrum. When did it become science? When six deviants in the world of science got together in a toilet somewhere and made up a theory that we're all gender fluid? Moreover, I got to go to another step on this, in my opinion. When you say that children at 3 or 4, most kids identify with a gender, it means a sex, by the way, not a gender. Gender doesn't apply to human beings. That's something to do with words. By 3 or 4, he says, most kids identify with a gender, but it doesn't always match the gender they were assigned at birth. Well, as it turns out, many little boys like to play with dolls. It doesn't mean they're gay. Many little girls like to act like tomboys. It doesn't mean they're lesbians. But according to these sick people, like Bill Nye, if you have a girl who is a tomboy, she's automatically a lesbian. And you should make her into a lesbian. And if you don't, maybe the state will come down and arrest you for child abuse. Or if you have a boy who's very sensitive and he likes to play with dolls, make him dress as a girl and tell him that he's a girl. Or else the state may come down upon you and arrest you for child abuse. Do you see the dangerous trend of permitting mentally ill people from spreading propaganda? Do you get it? Now, when I come back, I'm going to continue with this theme and go to the so-called science march over the weekend, when a group of so-called scientists got up there, and instead of marching for science, they told us about their sexual orientation. Instead of telling us about the science that they're involved in, they got up there and told us about lesbian and gay issues. Do you understand what happens when you open the doors of once pristine avenues of thought to affirmative action? Do you understand what happens to that area of science? It is destroyed. Here in the Bay Area of San Francisco, which is, it's not crazy, it's sickening, it's anti-American, it's violent, it's inhumane, it's anti-constitutional, it's out of control because of the corruption. When politicians are as corrupt as those who run the Bay Area, what you have is crime at the lowest level, which is why you have these wildings going on BART with 30 or 40 teens, they call them teens now, or juvenile. The juveniles, they can break your face open with one punch. Well, here's another one. Four teens, no description, no picture allowed. Punch and rob man with camera at San Francisco Stowe Lake. So really, come on into the city, all you tourists. Bring your camera so they can be robbed by the juveniles. You can have your face broken open. Here's another article. Prehumans may have lived in California 115,000 years earlier than thought. You mean they're not here now? What do you mean prehumans may have lived in California 115,000 years earlier? They're still running the place. What do you mean may have been? They're still here. Take a look at the politicians. Put a Brioni suits on them, but it's the same thing. They're prehumans. Ha-ha. Bart seeks warrants after IDing some teens in robbery. Remember that story from the other day? Teen mob. They wouldn't describe the teens because they were protecting them. Bart seeks warrants. Oh, they finally looked at the video footage and they can arrest some of them. You arrest one of these punks, you'll get all of them. But you got to try them as adults. You can't just slap their wrists. Hard time in a hard prison. Hard time in a hard prison. Here's the 911 tape from that event, when a group of juveniles jumped the turnstiles, commandeered a train, and then terrorized all the passengers, robbing them of their iPhones and wallets, beating some of them up. Listen to the thuggery in the Bay Area.
Had maybe 30 kids board my train, beat up someone, rob them, and then run off the train. I have multiple people standing outside of the train now on the trackway, coming on the strip.
That's it. Detectives have now narrowed in on the suspects in Saturday's crime thanks to surveillance video. I guess they finally figured out there was surveillance video. Why don't they release it? Oh, well, they can't because they're juveniles, and that's protected by the courts. How do we know they're all juveniles? How do we know that some one of them isn't over 19? Why do we give them the benefit of the doubt while Bill O'Reilly was not given the benefit of the doubt, for example? He was crucified based upon allegations while these kids rob people. And we go, oh, they're all teenagers. We have to protect them. Anyway, this is a big story, and it's all related to the corruption at the top. It's called trickle-down bummery. When you have bums at the top robbing the people blind, stealing billions in highway funds and God knows what else, what do you think the teens are going to do, knowing that they're only going to slap on the wrist? That's all. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, we have other topics here to talk about. Ivanka goes to a, Ivanka Trump goes to a, what? She goes to some conference over there. Now she's on a Today Show. And I don't know whether she was set up, but she says opening the border to Syrian refugees has to be part of the discussion, but it won't be enough by itself. I don't quite know what she meant, but let's hear clip one.
I think there is a global humanitarian crisis that's happening, and we have to come together, and we have to solve it. And you know, refugees.
Does that include opening the borders to Syrian refugees in the U.S.?
That has to be part of the discussion, but that's not going to be enough in and of itself.
Not being enough? You mean we need all the Syrian refugees and then some? Maybe all from Africa, too? This is getting frightening. I'm sure she's a fine lady, and I'm sure the president loves her dearly, loves her more than you can imagine. She's the first daughter of the United States of America, and she is the first daughter in American history to score a West Wing office and hire a chief of staff for herself. As her father's special advisor, her portfolio encompasses both outreach to Europe, by the way. But you know what? Ivanka is far from the first adult daughter to leave a mark on the White House. There's a great article on this in the Washington Post. Did you know that the teen rebel Alice Roosevelt, that was Teddy's daughter, may have scorched marks on the White House roof, given her habit of sneaking cigarettes up there in defiance of Father Teddy Roosevelt's no-woman-smoking rule. So listen to what Teddy Roosevelt said about his rebellious daughter, the teenager Alice, who would smoke on the roof of the White House. He said, I can either run the country or I can attend to Alice, but I can't possibly do both. Who knew TR had such a good sense of humor? But later on, she matured a bit, and Alice Roosevelt became a diplomat for her father of five Asian countries in 1905, and she even helped to mediate peace between Japan and Russia. So, in other words, her beauty and her spunk became a political asset. And so let's hope that while Ivanka Trump has tremendous spunk and tremendous grace, she does not impose her liberal policies on America, because that's not what we voted for. How's that? Let's say it all. I hope so. Now let's go on to the next soundbite. There goes the dinner in the White House. Why does Schumer want illegal aliens and drugs coming into the country? Can anyone answer that? You know, it's the most pregnant of all questions. All these big libs, Feinstein, Pelosi, Schumer, why are they in favor of illegal aliens coming in and voting and bringing in drugs? You have to ask them that without, you don't have to get emotional about it. All you got to say to Schumer is, okay, Senator Schumer, why are you in favor of illegal aliens in America, number one? And number two, why are you in favor of contraband, including drugs, coming into America? No one asks him that. Next. Now, I'm saving this for brilliant woman in the history of the U.S. Congress, Maxine Waters, coming up with another crazy statement that should land her into a state mental institution. Here's 06.
There are those who are told that he's trying to position himself to run for higher office, and I think it's for governor. There are those who think that he, in some ways, has some connections to what is going on in the Ukraine and perhaps in Russia itself, and know something about all of this. I don't really know. I can't say, but he's strange in the way that he's conducting himself. And maybe he thinks that if he rolls out and points to the fact that something is going on with Flynn that he did not disclose, that somehow this will raise him above maybe what connections he may have.
Well,
With the Kremlin. I don't know.
But
we need to keep an eye on him.
We need to keep more than an eye on Maxine Waters. Do you realize this is the most Stalinist congresswoman in the history of America? She says, I really don't know, but she makes an accusation about Mr. Chaffetz saying that he has connections to the Kremlin. Do you know that this kind of stuff only went on under McCarthy? Do you know how sick this woman is?
Savage.